rocket moon hoists itself up into the pale evening sky and hangs there like a day-old suicide. A sticky shower of radioactive moonbeams cascades from the tops of nearby urban structures, causing indiscriminate loss of limb to several innocent passers-by, as well as general madness all around. I survey the damage from a blind alley doorway to which I have been glued for most of the day, having been inadvertently papered over by a bleary-eyed bill poster some time before dawn. Eventually, I muster the energy to extricate myself from my predicament, as it is time for me to make my appointed rounds of all the nearby potential sources of aluminum cans. It is my sworn duty to collect all the cans in the area and convert them into U.S. currency at a secret government installation whose location is known only to me. Later, having acquired enough money to keep myself in the lifestyle to which I am accustomed, I find myself back on the street. I scan the crowds until I see someone who is obviously insane. And then I follow that person until they go into a building or get into a car in order to make sure that they don't do anything crazy. While I am engaged in this pursuit, a non-stop stream of fire trucks and police cars race up and down the boulevard, sirens blaring, looking for invisible emergencies. No one seems to notice. After a while, I move on to the rest of my agenda for the evening. Scheduled activities include a short but passionate affair with a curvaceous bottle of my favorite alcoholic beverage. Presently, I find myself holding court from a bus stop on the corner of Commerce and Pearl, from whence I regale the passing crowds with my perceptive insights into the nature of reality. An appreciative throng hangs on my every word. Begins to rain, but everyone is concentrating so intently on me that they are oblivious to the downpour. The water makes me light. I begin to levitate. I float up off the sidewalk, past the top of a telephone pole. A thousand eyes follow me upward.